Okay, good vacher bozit. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Ayin Zayin. We are here at the bottom of Ayin Vav Amabez at the Mishnah. And once again, today's shir is b'schus Rafu Shalema for Shira Bas Tvarelea and for Nami Meira Bas Shoshana Rivka Rezel. And our Mishnah, basically, and again, yesterday we had a big daf about Hilkos Kashrus, very Nogea Lamaisa. Today's daf a little bit less Nogea, at least today, as we stand. But Mitzvah Shem, Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, this will all be very, very relevant. So the Mishnah is going to talk about, let's read it and you'll see exactly what it's talking about. Chamisha Dvarim Boim Betuma. There are five things that are brought when the nation is Tomei. Right now we've mentioned before that if the entire nation, for whatever reason, is Tomei, maybe they don't have the Paraduma, etc., etc., or the majority is Tomei. So we're still going to bring some of the korbanos, obviously, that needed to be done b'tzahara. So which ones are brought when they are tamei? But ve'ina nechalim b'tumma, but they're not eaten when they are tamei. So ha'omer, the korban omer, right? The korban on the 16th of Nisan that permitted Am Yisrael to eat of the new grain. Shtei lechem was an avoda on Shavuos that they would bring breads and also a korban, accompanying korban, as we'll see in a second, but they would bring breads and that would permit the korban minchas to be used, or the new grain to be used with the korban minchas, meaning the omer and the shtei lechem were kind of hand in hand, not dependent on each other, but the omer would allow Am Yisrael in general to eat the new grain, and the shtei lechem would allow the korban minchas to come from the new grain, from that year's grain. Okay, v'lechem upon him, that was the bread on the shulchan. V'zivchei shalmei tzibur, korbanos that are shlamim of the tzibur. V'sirei roshei chadashim, and the sirim of on Rosh Chodesh. HaPesach sheba b'tuma, the korban Pesach, on the other hand, if it's brought when everybody is tamei, so then nechal b'tuma, then it is eaten when everybody is tamei. Shelo ba mitchilaser alachila, because again, the whole point is to eat the Korban Pesach. So certainly you're going to be allowed to eat it, even though everybody is Tamei as well. Okay, fine. Just to clarify, by the way, the Shalmei Tzibor is the Korban that came with the Shtei Alechem. I probably should have just pointed that out. And the Sirim for Rosh Chodesh, right? Again, Mitzvah Shem, Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash. So Friday Shabbos will be Zochet to bring the Sirim for Rosh Chodesh. That's this week. Okay. Vayter, says the Gemara, Chamisha Lemutimai. Whenever the Mishnah really quotes a number, usually it's coming to exclude something. It's saying five, but not six, or five, but not more than that. And it's coming to be, otherwise it would have just listed it, because, right, we can count, right? We don't need a number, right? But when the Mishnah does that, so very often it's coming to exclude something, so that's what the Gemara asks immediately. Chamisha Lemutimai, what's that? Like excluding? Lemutei Chagiyas Chamishosar. To exclude the korban chagiga that is brought on Yontif. Disakutai de chamina, because you might have thought to say, came in the korban tzibor hu, since it's a korban tzibor, hu de ukvi ala moed, and it also has a certain specific time, so tidchei tuma, let us push off the tuma, meaning you should override the fact that everybody's tamei, and we should bring it. So kamash malan, therefore, it comes to teach us, I mean, the Mishnah teaches us, that came in the islay tashlumin kol sheva lo dachya Shabbos. Right, since you can bring it all 7 days, right, you're allowed to bring the korban chagiga all 7 days of the Yontif and Shavuos as well, 7 days after Shavuos, including Shavuos, 7 days. Umi the Shabbos lo dachya, lo dachya tuma. You tell me, since it's not docha Shabbos, it's also not going to be docha tuma. We're going to talk about it again, and then we bring it b'moado, right? That again, if it's not going to be docha Shabbos, it's not going to be docha tuma. Because lemaisa, again, theoretically, there's a time when we could come out of the tuma. A person could bring it 3 days later when he's not tamei, so that's not going to be docha tuma. Okay, v'nisni nami siri ha-regalim. So why don't we list the sirim of the regalim, the chatos? Right, there are sirim, there are goats that are brought as a chatos on the chagim. Right, again, part of the korban musaf. So the Gemara said, we already said this, right? Again, with zivchei shalmei tzibor, that's brought with the shtei lechem on Shavuos. Right, so that's exactly the same thing as shlamim, really chatas, but really the sirim, the chatas on yontif. So Gemara says, yihachi siri roshi chadashim, nami lo lisni. So like, okay, fine. So if you're telling me that you could learn all of the korbanos that you bring on yontif, or specifically the chatas at least, so why do you have to list the chatas on Rosh Chodesh? Or why do you have to bring point that out? Like you just you don't need to teach that. Dehatana zivchei shamit zibur, because you already taught me. Right, again, if we're learning from the shamit zibur, the anshavuos to all the other chagim, so Rosh Chodesh as well. So Amrei he says, Rosh Chodesh mitzrichalei. No, you need to teach me the ones on Rosh Chodesh because sangot day techamina yirumane thought to say halok siv behu moed, because Rosh Chodesh is not considered to be a moed necessarily. Because of Kamashma, therefore it comes to teach me the Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed. That no, Rosh Chodesh is considered to be a Moed, Kedabai, just like Abai said, Amar Abai, Tamuz, Dahai Shasa, Miluye, Milui, Miluye. What does that mean? That year, Tamuz, literally means that year, Tamuz was a full month. The Chthiv, as Buzik says, Kara Alai Moed, Lishbor Bachur Yisrael, because they say, Kodesh Baruch Hu made a time, a specific time, a moed, a yontif, I guess, lishbor bachurei Yisrael, what did I say? No, bachurei, I think the end of the pasuk is. All right, where is that? All right, okay. Right, either way, I guess I added Yisrael. But either way, what's going on over here? What's the context? So basically, Abaye is explaining that this is a reference to Tisha B'Av. That when Moshe Rabbeinu sent Meraglim, so they were sent on the 29th of Sivan. That's the Gemara says in Titus. So count 40 days later, they came back, right? So Lamaisa, if you count 49 days, and Tammuz is short, meaning in Tammuz is 29 days, so then that falls out on the 10th of Av. I mean, on the 9th of Av. Meaning they came back on the 9th of Av and they gave their report, and Bnei Yisrael cried after their report on the 10th of Av. So Abaye is saying, what Abaye is coming to say here, that really that month, Tammuz was 30 days. Therefore, you count 40 days, that means that the Meraglim came back on the 8th, and then they started crying that night, right? The Jews cried on that night on Tisha B'Av, and that's why Kosh Baruch Hu, and that's when Kosh Baruch Hu was, made it for generations, on the 9th of Tisha B'Av, that would be on the day of Tisha B'Av itself, right? Because they cried at night, so that right, night follows day, so therefore that's how the math works out. So anyway, but regardless, Rabbi is saying that it is a moed, right? So that it is considered to be a moed because the pasuk says that Kara Alai Moed, Hashem made a moed Lishbor Bachurai to destroy his men, right? The Bachurim, the young men. So you see that Rosh Chodesh, right? Again, he made a moed, not necessarily again the Pasuk shot of that pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, but Lamaisa. He's saying that the reason it is Tisha B'Av is because Rosh Chodesh was 2 days that month. Okay, fine. Lameimra, apparently that seems to teach us, that it says the Gemara, again, we're assuming here, the Kulim Moed Asu. Right, apparently we learn, right, all of them come from the Moed, right? All of these korbanos, right, from the Yomtif, right, we learn it from the fact that B'Moado, right, from B'Moed, that there's a specific time for these korbanos. And therefore, that's why they're docha toma. Minanimili, how do you know this? Right, where do you get that from? The Tanur Rabbanan, the Brisa says, Vayidaber Moshe Modei Hashem, right, a famous pasuk, right, El Kol Bnei Yisrael, right, Ma Tamar Lomar, what does it teach us? Lefi Shalom Lamadnu El Letamid Ul Pesach. Right, we only learn this, right, that you can bring, again, what does that pasuk say? Vayidaber Hashem Modei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. So, meaning that with that pasuk we said before, right, that is teaches me that that is docha, that's docha Shabbos. The korbanos, let's say for example, the korban tamid, the korban pesach is going to be docha Shabbos because shenamar b'hu b'moado, because it says you have to bring it at that time. Right, b'moado b'afilu b'Shabbos, right? Even on Shabbos, the b'moado b'afilu b'tumah, and so too, right? Even if people are tamei, right? That's what we assumed on Amud Beis, that if it's docha Shabbos, it's also docha tumah. If it's not docha Shabbos, it's not docha tumah because it has to be b'moado. If the pasuk says you bring the korban at that time, so obviously, right, that's the time for the korban. But no, it's telling me that you bring it at that time, regardless of situation, regardless of whether it's Shabbos, regardless of whether it's Tameh. So, Seder, I understand you have the pasuk of B'moado by Pesach and by korban Tameh. But what about the other psukim, right, the other korbanos? Shar korbanos tibur minayin. Shinamar, so therefore the pasuk says, Eila tasul Hashem b'moadeichem. Do these at their appropriate time, right? Minayin l'rabos omer v'akarevimo. How do you know to include the Korban Omer and everything brought with the Korban Omer and the Shtei Alechem, everything brought with it? Tamal Omer v'Yidiber Hashem is Moedei Hashem al B'nei Yisrael. Right, so Kasuv Kavu Moed Echa L'Kulan. The Torah said there is a specific Moed for all of these holidays, for all of these Korbanos. Therefore, they are all Doche Shabbos. So the Gemara says V'chol Hani Lamali. Okay, so now that you listed all of these B'Moados, right? Why do you need all of them? Right, meaning when I first started reading this Gemara, I would have assumed that we just learned a binyan av from Pesach to the rest of the yontifs. No, but apparently you have Tasuba Hashem b'mo'adeichem, right? The very Hashem is mo'adei Hashem b'nei Yisrael. Right? Apparently, we have all these pukim, right? By the korban Omer, you have a pasuk by the Shtei Alechem, you have a pasuk by korban Tzibor. Not the korban Tzibor. Okay, either way, I mean, what do you need all these pukim for? It should be enough to say mo'adei Hashem, and that should be enough. So the Gemara says, tzrichi, we need all of these pukim. Because of Rachmana Tamid, if you had only told me that the Tamid is what's Docha Shabbos and Toma, not anything else, Havamina, you might have thought Tamid became Tadir B'Kolil. Why is Tamid special? Because it's always brought and it's completely burned on the Mizbeach. Aval Pesach, which does not have those characteristics, lo. So therefore, Kamash Malan taught us that by Pesach, it's brought even on Shabbos, even B'Toma. Because of Rachmana Pesach, and if the Torah would have only told us by Pesach, then it's Docha Shabbos and Toma. So Pesach hu Shanos Kares, right? Okay, I would have thought that's only the Korban Pesach, because you're Chayv Kares if you don't do it. Avot Tamid, but the Korban Tamid ain't Onesh Kares, which is not, it's not Onesh Kares if you don't bring the Korban Tamid. Same alos, you might have thought that doesn't count. Right? It's not included in this din. Therefore, Kamash Balan, that it is also Docha Shabbos and Docha Toma. Because of Rechmana Hanitar, the if you would have only had the Pazuk by those two, by the Tamid and the Korban Pesach, Tavamina and the Hani, who Yesh Ben Sal Chamor. So that you might have thought that those two are special and specific because they have an added stringency as opposed to all other korbanos. What are those? As we just said, Tamid Tadir Bekalil and Pesach who shown as Kares. Right, the Tamid is always brought and mm-hmm. completely consumed on the Mizbeach. And the Korban Pesach is, if you don't do it, you get Kares. Abashar Korbanos Tzibor, but other Korbanos Tzibor, Imalo. So you might have thought it's not true. It doesn't apply. It's not Tocha Shabbos or Tzamas. Therefore, because of Rachmana, Ela Tosul Hashem, B'moadechem. Okay. Because of Rachmana, Ela Tosul Hashem, B'moadechem. So if you would have only had that, so Avamina Shar Korbanos Tzibor, Habar Nechaper. Then you would have thought that the halacha of being Docha Shabbos and Docha Toma only applies to korbanos that are mechaper. Right? These are all korbanos that come to atone for something. Aval Omer Shtei Alechem Dein Bo Mechaper El Lahatir. But the Omer and Shtei Alechem, they're not being mechaper. They are a matir. They are allowing use of the new grain. Right? The Omer for normal people to eat it, and for the Shtei Alechem for the korban minchas to now be made of the new grain. So therefore, lahatir ba'alman in hus. You might have thought that doesn't apply. That they're not doing the Shabbos or Tumah. It's kamash malan. Therefore, it has to teach us. Because of Rachmana Omer Shtei Alechem, Lechudaihu, and if we would only have said the pasuk by the Omer Shtei Alechem, Havamina Adraba, you might have thought the opposite logic is true. That the Omer Shtei Alechem, the Alime, right, that maybe the Omer Shtei Alechem are special, they're stronger, the Boim Lahatir, because they're going to allow you to not partake of this new grain. Aval Hanach, but these others that are not a Matir, lo, you might have thought it doesn't apply, Kamash Malan. So therefore, it teaches us by all of these, that they are Docha Shabbos and Docha Toma. Okay, now the Gemara is going to figure out, right, who is the Shita, who is the author of our Mishnah, who is the Tana that we're holding like here. So the Gemara says Savrua. We assumed, right, again, the Chevron and the Beis Medrash. Right, you can imagine again that when you're learning Gemara, it's not just one guy sitting there writing it down. It's a bunch of people in a chabura schmoozing. You can imagine, right? Just the schmooze in the Beis Medrash. So they said Savrua, that they thought, they figured out, they assumed dekuli alma tuma dechuyahi betzibur. Okay, so we probably should give a little bit of 2 second background. There's machlokes in the Gemara in Yuma, at least. It's okay. Quotes on the right here in Sanhedrin and in Yuma. All right. So the Gemara is definitely in Yuma. I didn't realize it was in Sanhedrin as well. That the question is, when Bnei Yisrael is Tamei, yeah? And they're allowed to therefore do the Avodah Beis HaMikdash, even though they're Tamei. So how does that work? There are two possibilities, and the phrases are like this. The one possibility is Tuma Dechuya Betzibur, that the Tuma is Docha, that the Tuma is pushed off, is kind of like knocked to the side. Meaning, implying that, yes, everybody is Tamei, but we're going to do this Avoda nonetheless. Right, okay, fine. Or the other possibility is that Tuma Hutra B'tzibor, that Tuma is Hutter, literally means Mutter, that the Tuma is allowed, it's completely allowed, totally Mutter, don't have to worry about it, it's not a big deal, you know, it's not, you don't have any problems, it is totally 100% Mutter when everybody is Tamei to bring Korbanos B'tuma. Okay, so Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur, either the Tuma is pushed off, implying that it still exists and it's kind of is a consideration, or Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, that the Tuma is, you know, the Avoda is allowed to be performed without any restrictions whatsoever, even though everybody's Tamei. Now, there are a bunch of, the Gemara goes through a bunch of nafkaminas. One of them, for example, is whether you need to find a Tahor Kohen, if not everybody is Tamei, right? I mean, only if, let's say, half of Bnei Israel is Tamei, or the majority of the Kohanim are Tamei, whatever. Do you have to go find someone who is Tahor to do the Avodah? So if it's Hutra, then no. If it's Dechuya, then yes. And another, which we're going to, another Nafkamina, which we're going to talk about now, is the Tzitz Merape. Not Merape. The Tzitz Meratze. Does the Tzitz atone for Tumah situations? Now we said, the Gemara explains that the Tzitz, again, the thing that the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead, so that would atone in general. That atones for, let's say, for blood. It was, you're going to see machlokas in today's daf exactly what it does for. But but everybody agrees that it atones for a korban. If for whatever reason the blood became tame, and it sits, is going to be mechaper. It's going to atone. It's going to be meratza, and the avodah is going to be fine. Meaning, if for whatever reason you brought a korban, I don't know, korban chatos, and for, the blood became tame somehow on the way to the mizbeach. And then it got sprinkled, so that tzitz atones for the fact that that was inappropriate, and the korban is fine. Okay, so according to, if you say tumah dechuy betzibur, then the din is that you can bring, you know, then that's going to be based on the tzitz. You need the tzitz to help you do the avoda. I mean, the tzitz will therefore atone for, you know, the avodah, the fact that all these karbanos are being brought betumah, i.e., if you didn't have the tzitz for whatever reason, so then you could not do that. Meaning, tumah dechuya betzibur would not apply if you did not have the tzitz. You need the tzitz to do all the avodah betumah. But if tumah is hutra betzibur, then you don't need the tzitz at all. Then you can even do the tzitz, not even do the avodah if you didn't have the tzitz. Okay, with that background, I guess that was more than a minute. But either way, so Shavrua, we assume to say, the Kuli Alma Tumah Dechuya Betzibur, that everybody agrees that we're dealing with, meaning everybody, when we say everybody agrees, it's going to be a little confusing because it's going to be against a couple of people. But when we say everybody agrees here on this daf, it means the Tanaim from our Mishnah, that our Mishnah holds. So, Kuli Alma Tumah Dechuya Betzibur. Mistama, our Mishnah is holding that Tumah is Dechuya, is not Dechuya, is not Hutra, it's not Mutter, but it's Dechuya, it's pushed off. By tzibur, ubay tzitz l'ratzas, and therefore we need the tzitz to help us bring the korbanos, to effect atonement, right? To be mechaper, to be meratze, the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash that we're doing. But tuma, the lekatana, the mashma, the shamasle, the amar tuma hutra betzibur, el Rabbi Yehuda, because the only one who says that tuma is hutra betzibur is Rabbi Yehuda, as we're about to quote right now. The Tanya is with underbay. So tzitz bein sheyeshno al metzcho bein sheino al metzcho. Whether the Kohen Gadol's tzitz is on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol or not, either way, meratza. Then it works to help affect atonement. That's Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, Odeh al metzcho merape, right? Ein odeh al metzcho, ein merape. Right? If it's on his forehead, then it is mechaber. But if it's not, then it doesn't work. Then it's like you have to be wearing it. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, what are you talking about? Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippur miyuchiach. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur will prove to you that it's not true. She'inu ma'am mitzcho meratze. If it's not on his forehead, it's still meratze. Because at some points in the Avodah on Beis HaMikdash, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kadashim and he's not wearing the tzitz. Right? Mistama, right? It's going to allow, it's still allowed, and again, obviously, if Am Yisrael were Tameh, you would still, right? We just said that all the korbanos on the Chagim are done anyway. And Mistama, right, you know, Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz the entire Avodah. But again, if you're telling me all the korbanos tzibor and Yom Kippur, let's say, would be Purim Betumah, the Kohen Gadol would not be wearing the tzitz. So apparently you see, the tzitz is merape, is meratze. I keep on doing that, merape. Tzitz is, I'm thinking about the refuah shleima mitzvah Hashem for the people we talked about. Anyway, so Amar Lo, so Rabbi Yeshua said back to him, so Hanach Yom Kippurim, don't bring me a proof from Yom Kippur, Shetumah Hutra B'Tzibor, because there, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibor. And that's what he holds, meaning in general, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibor. And Makhlad, Rabbi Shimon said, Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibor. Apparently, this implies that Rabbi Shimon holds Tumah is Dechuyah B'Tzibor. Right? Again, if that's Rabbi Yehuda saying that Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibor, obviously Rabbi Shimon is disagreeing with him. So, therefore, we assume that our mission is holding like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore, right again, that you need to be, the tzitz is what is meratze. The kuli alme in tzitz meratze al achilos, and everybody also, and our Mishnah is also agreeing that the tzitz is meratze not for eating the korban. It doesn't allow you to eat a korban that's tame, but it does allow you to sprinkle blood that's tame. Right? It doesn't for achilos for you to eat the korban, and that the tzitz is not going to help. But for allow us to do the avodah and sprinkle the blood, that it is going to help. Because Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says that the tzitz allows you to eat the korbanos. Rabbi Eliezer says the tzitz allows you to eat the korbanos, but Rabbi Yossi says in tzitz meratza alechilos, then it doesn't. Right? Mistama, our Mishnah again is holding like Rabbi Yossi. Again, if you remember at the end of Masechet Shabbos, we said when you have a machlokas between Tanaim, who wins out? Right? And again, we said Rabbi Yossi wins out against Rabbi Eliezer. So Mistama, we're not holding like that. So it must be again the Gemara Mishnah is assuming that twofold. That first of all, that we need the tzitz. Then we're talking about tumah dechui betzibur, and therefore you need the tzitz. And also, what the tzitz is going to do is only going to allow you to sprinkle the blood. It's not going to allow you to eat through korbanos. So based on that, based on those two assumptions, again, that we're using the tzitz because tumah dechui betzibur, and because it's only going to allow you to sprinkle the blood and not eat the korban, so therefore, neima masnisin kalo k'Rabbi Yoshua. With that two background, we're going to say that maybe the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yoshua. Now, we're going to quote a whole long brisa between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer, and at the end, we'll point out that how this brisa seems to prove that Rabbi Yoshua is against our Mishnah. Okay, this is a long discussion of trying to figure out who the author of our Mishnah is. So based on those two aspects, we assume that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Did Tanya, like we learned in a Braisa. V'asisa olozaka ha-basar v'adam. You make your korban ola with, obviously, with meat and blood, etc. Right? That everything, right? Korban ola, everything goes on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yeshua omer in dam in basar. If there's no blood, right, there's no meat. Meaning, if for whatever reason something happens to the blood, so then you do not put the ola meat. You'll put the meat on the mizbeach, and the same thing goes in the opposite direction. I mean, basar ain dam. If something happens to the meat, it became tame, etc. So then you don't sprinkle the blood. Right? They go hand in hand. You have to put both. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says dam aval pisha ain basar. You can sprinkle the blood even though something happened to the meat and you can't bring it. Shenemar v'dam zuchacha yishafech, because the pasuk says, right, you should sprinkle the blood. Right, you should pour it on the mizbeach. Umayin yimekayin v'asisa losecha basar v'adam. How do I therefore use the pasuk of you should bring a korban ola with meat and blood, implying again that's what Rabbi Yeshua quoted to say that they're dependent on each other, that you have to bring both, it's all or nothing. So lo melacha, says Rabbi Eliezer, this teaches me ma'adam bezrika af basar bezrika, just like the blood has to be sprinkled and thrown, so too the meat has to be thrown on the mizbeach. You don't just walk on and put it on. The mizbeach was huge, you could walk onto it and put it down, but you have to throw it as well. So therefore, Havi Omer, and therefore it was said, Lul katan yesh bein keves la mizbeach. Therefore, there's a little hole between the ramp and the mizbeach, right? Again, because now Tosus points out here that it wasn't like a big what's the word? Not cavity, cavern? No. I forget the word. It wasn't a big hole that they couldn't jump across, right? That's not the point here. It says Tosas, you look at Tosas, Avir Katan, Hayabin Kevus Lamizbeach, right? Below Avir Nami Hayayachal Lakayim, it says Rika, right? You could also, right, there's a tiny little hole between the ramp and the Mizbeach. You could also throw it on there without the hole. But Ela Lakachaya Avir Shahide Kach Yiskor Lizrok, right? Tosas says it was just something to remind them, right? To throw the meat on. But either way, so I mean, it's according to Rabbi Eliezer, right? They're not interdependent, right? That pasuk that Rabbi Yeshua said that they are dependent on each other, right? That they have to bring both the meat and the blood. That is only to teach me that you have to throw the meat just like you throw the blood. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to go again. Like I said, it's a long price, so Gemara is going to go back and forth, trying to explain what each one does with the other one's pasuk and halachos. Rabbi Yeshua Nami, Rabbi Yeshua also, what does he do with the pasuk? Haksiv v'adam zuvachach yishafech. What does he do with that? Samar lecha, he would say to you, haksiv gabei v'abashar tochel. Okay, so the next thing that it says is that you have to eat the meat. So apparently you see that they're dependent on each other. V'ani tri kroi lamili, so why do you need both psukim? Right? Didn't Rabbi Yeshua just use the pasuk? He used the pasuk of Vavsisa Losecha Basar Ve'adam to teach me that they're together. Now you have the pasuk of Dam Zivachacha Yishafech Ma'basar Tochel. Then you also seemingly they go together. What do you need both for those? What do you need both of those psukim for? To tell me that they're tied together. Chaybolecha B'Shlamim. So for both korbanos, for korbanola and also for korban Shlamim Utzricha. And you need to teach me by both of them. Because of Rachmanu Ba'Ola, if you would have only said by the Ola, Hava Amina would have thought Ola Hidu Chamira, the Korban Ola is more chamur, and therefore it has this special halacha that the blood and the meat are tied together. She can't call it, because it's completely consumed on the Mizbech. Ava Shlamim Delo Chamiri, but the Korban Shlamim, which is not so machmir, right? That's a Stam Korban. So Emalo, you might have thought that the blood and meat are not tied together. Because of Rachman Shlamim, if you would have written this halacha only by the Korban Shlamim, Hava Amina Adarabba, you might have thought the opposite is true. The Ispe Shte Achilos, right? Because it's eaten, quote unquote, it's consumed in two ways, right? It goes both on the Mizbech and it's eaten by people. So that's an extra chumrah, it's an extra halacha. You might have thought that the shlamim is special in that regard, and therefore that the meat and blood are tied together. Tava ola, but a korban ola, the less beish de'achilos, that's only eaten one way, right, by the mizbeach, same alos, you might have thought that it doesn't apply, does not apply, kamash malan. So therefore, the pasuk wrote it twice by both of them. Okay, Rabbi Elazar, nami yaksiv basar tocheil. So what does Rabbi Elazar do with that part of the pasuk, right? He wanted to use that pasuk of to teach me that all you need to do is sprinkle the blood, it's not connected to the meat. Doesn't the next pasuk say you have to eat the meat? It seems to imply that they're connected. So he would say to you, that teaches me the halacha that you're not allowed to eat the meat until the blood has been sprinkled. So therefore, if that part teaches me that, so why do you use the first part of the pasuk to teach me that the blood can be sprinkled without the meat? To teach me that dam afal pi she'ein sham basar minan. Therefore, how do you know that you can sprinkle the blood if the meat is, for whatever reason, pasul, tamei, etc.? Because you say this, so Rabbi Elazar would say, im kain, if that was all it's coming to teach me, nichtav rachmana habasar tochel, v'hadar dam zochecha yishafech. He would invert it, that it would invert the pasuk. But the kedich siberation, like I said before, v'asisa losecha habasar v'hadam, it said meat, and then blood. Why did you teach me about the blood first? Apparently, he teaches me that the blood can be sprinkled without the meat. And it also teaches me that you can't eat the meat until the blood has been sprinkled. Okay. Rabbi Yeshua, what would Rabbi Yeshua say back to that? Ein abasar mutar b'achila ashizrok adam kal v'chomer hu. He said, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't need a pasuk to teach me that halacha. That's a kal v'chomer. Emurim d'chilit nehu lo ma'akve. If you're talking about the emurim, the fats that go on the mizbeach, right, all night. D'chilit nehu, if you don't have them for whatever reason, they became tamei, you lost them, etc. So then lo ma'akve, it's not ma'akev. Right, it's not going to mess up your korban. But if you do have those fats, then ma'akve, then they need to be on the mizbeach. If you don't go on the mizbeach, then your korban's no good. So dam, so blood, chilese ma'akev, blood, if you don't have the blood, it does mess up the korban. Right, it is ma'akev the korban. So chiyisei lo kosher kein. So certainly, if you do have the blood, and you don't sprinkle it, it's going to mess up the korban. But you don't need to teach me that in the pasuk, that's obvious. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer would say to you, Milsa de'asi b'kava chomer, tarach l'kasa l'kra. The Gemara says a couple of times that something that you could learn from the kava chomer, sometimes the pasuk wrote it, the pasuk teaches it, and you don't, that doesn't tell me that there's no need for a pasuk. Rabbi Yeshua, what would Rabbi Yeshua say? Kol hecha de'ikha l'medrash darshinan. Rabbi Yeshua would say, okay, it's fine, but anytime you're able to use a kava chomer to teach something, you will do that, and we won't necessarily use the pasuk. Okay, so that's the shitas of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Now remember the two things we assumed from our Mishnah. We assumed that we're talking about tuma dechuya betzibur, that tuma is pushed off, but it's not completely mutter. And therefore you need the tzitz to be maratzeh. And we also assumed that the tzitz is only going to help you for the blood, but it's not going to help you for the meat. Now, hashta, now that we just went through all that, lema masnisim delo k'rabbi Yeshua. Let us say that maybe the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua. They came into Amar b'inan tarti, because what does Rabbi Yeshua require? He requires both the meat and the blood. They both have to be available to you for the avodah to work. V'tzitz achilos lo maratze, but the tzitz doesn't work for the meat. It only works for the blood. So hechi asi betuma. So how could you bring the korban betuma, right? Min manav shach, again, if you're telling me tuma dechuri betzibor, and therefore you need the tzitz, but the tzitz only helps for one of them, so you have tamei meat and blood that is technically, it's tamei, but it's good to go because that's it, but that doesn't help because you need both of them. How does that work to bring a korban when everybody's tamei? As Gemara says, afilu tamei Rabbi Yeshua. You can even say that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua, that elika sovereign Rabbi Yeshua had tzitz maratze al ha'olin. Because you can say that the Rabbi Yeshua holds that like for a korban ola, for everything that's completely, that if you don't need to eat the meat, but everything's going to be burned on the Mizbeach, the tzitz will help for that as well. And therefore, you have meat and blood, and then everything is fine. So Gemara says, okay, so hatenach zvachim diika olim, that works for korbanos, right, because you have a korban ola, right? Ela omer shteyalechem, right? If you remember some of the examples from our Mishnah, one is the omer, one is the shteyalechem, right? The leka olim, nothing goes on the Mizbeach there, right? The korban omer is, and the shteyalechem, it doesn't go on the Mizbeach. So you call him, but Mike, what are you going to say? Right? You can't, that doesn't help. So Amris, they said, when does Rabbi Yeshua say that you need both the blood and the meat to be working together? That's bizvachim, baba minachos, but a korban mincha, which is not the shayach to that whatsoever. So then, lo amar, he didn't say you need both of them. Now, by a mincha, just to clarify, the mincha, there's two parts of the korban mincha, and that corresponds to the blood and the meat. The korban mincha, you have the kometz, which is brought on the mizbeach, and then the rest of the korban mincha is eaten. So you have the kometz, which is like the blood, and the rest of the korban mincha, which is eaten, that's like the other stuff. So that's the parallel. So you might have thought they were the same. So the Gemara is saying here, no, that by menachos, by korban mincha, that's different than zvach, that's different than korbanos. And when I say korbanos, I mean animals. So and therefore, Rabbi Yeshua does not say that you need both the kometz and the rest of the flour to be on the same wavelength and to be equal. And therefore, you can bring the kometz without eating the rest of it. So Gemara says, one second, really, is that really true? Menachos lo amar, really, he doesn't hold this by menachos. If you lost the leftovers from the korban mincha, or became tameh, or became lost, so and you didn't bring the kometz on the mizbeach yet, then kmitas Rabbi Elazar kashera, kmitas Rabbi Yeshua psula. Then the shitas are line up. Meaning Rabbi Elazar would say, if you don't need both of them, then everything is fine. You can bring the kometz. Kon Rabbi Yeshua says you need both, then you can't bring it. So clearly Rabbi Yeshua does say his halacha by menachos as well. As Gemara says, kamidas below kamidas. Actually, it's kind of like Rabbi Yeshua, but it's not like Rabbi Yeshua. How so, right? Kamidas Rabbi Yeshua to beat Antarti. Rabbi Yeshua agrees that you need both the kometz and the rest of it, the shiarim, the rest of the korban mincha, to go weiter. Velo kamidas Rabbi Yeshua, but you don't need it like Rabbi Yeshua. It's not as similar as Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Tidur Rabbi Yeshua b'zvachim amar b'menachos lo amar, because that's only by zvachim, bar korbanos, by animals, but by menachos, no. But this Tana, who just we quoted before, holds that even by the Menachos, you do need both the Kometz and the Shiara, the leftovers, to go together. But Rabbi Yeshua himself does not hold that. The Gemara says, "Who umanu haitana? Who is that? Right? Who tells me to kai kavasi umachmir tfeimine? Right? Who's more machmir than Rabbi Yeshua?" There's no. We haven't found anybody. Again, I haven't gone through the entire Shas, but the Gemara assumes here. There's nobody who says more machmer than Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua hold that you need the blood and the dam together to be both in existence and kosher for korban to work. But Marminachos, he doesn't say that. Nobody says that you need it by both, that he's more machmer and says that you also need that by Menachos. Ve'od Tanya, we also learned, Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Roa ani is different Rabbi Elazar, but Menachos is Zvachim. I agree with Rabbi Elazar by Menachos and Zvachim. But different Rabbi Yeshua by Zvachim and Menachos. And I agree with Rabbi Yeshua by Zvachim and Menachos. Now, that obviously makes no sense, but we're going to explain that. That's not today's daf, but tomorrow's daf. We'll get to it. He said, different Rabbi Elazar by Zvachim. And I know the rest of this also doesn't make any sense. We'll have to explain it tomorrow, probably another. But just to clarify, he's going to say very clearly that Rabbi Yeshua holds his halacha both by Zvachim and by Menachos, so that we're not going to be able to split Rabbi Yeshua's Shita in half. So, all right, but just to read to the end of it, Tivri Rabbi Elazar b'Zvachim, I agree, but with Rabbi Elazar by Zvachim, Shaya Omer Dam Avo Pishin Ein Sham Basar, who says that you can sprinkle the blood even though there's no meat. V'Tivri Rabbi Yeshua b'Zvachim, and I agree by Rabbi Yeshua b'Zvachim, Shaya Omer Ein Dam Ein Basar Ein Basar Ein Dam. And I agree with Rabbi Yeshua, who says that they have to go hand in hand, right? And you have to sprinkle. You can only sprinkle if you have the meat, and you can only eat the meat if you have the blood. Okay, obviously that contradicts itself, but we'll explain. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Menachos, and I agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Menachos, Shai Omer Kometz al Pishe in Shirayim, that you can bring the Kometz even though there's no leftovers, there's no Shirayim, the rest of the Korban Mincha, and Divrei Rabbi Yeshua ben Menachos, Shai Omer in Kometz in Shirayim, in Shirayim in Kometz. And he also, Rabbi Yosef also agrees with Rabbi Yeshua that says that the Kometz and the Shirayim, right, go hand in hand, just like they do by a zevach, by a zevach, and with the blood and the meat. So either way, I mean, obviously this doesn't make any sense. Again, that's going to be tomorrow's daf. But we see very clearly from Rabbi Yossi that Rabbi Yeshua holds his shita across the board. So you can't tell me that he holds it only by zevachim and not by menachos. Shkumar says, "Elikas of Rabbi Yeshua hatzitz meratzah al olin ve'al ha'achilos." So actually, what we assumed earlier that if that sits is only maratza by the blood and not by meat, that's not Rabbi Yeshua's shita. Rabbi Yeshua holds that the sits will help also for the meat, and therefore, if you offer a korban bone at the tame, you have the sits atoning for the sin of eating the blood, eating the meat betuma, and sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach, and therefore you're covered. And the Gemara says, "Dihachi, am I can be this Rabbi Yeshua psula?" Okay, if that's true though, then why would you tell me, again, if you remember that we quoted it before, that if the Korban Mincha gets lost or gets Tame, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, he's going to apostle that. Right? He's going to say that's no good. So why not? Right? The tzitz should help you, right, with that part of the Korban Mincha. So, right, that was the Shirayim. So the Gemara says, you're right, Avud Vesaruf, that when Rabbi Yeshua only makes it, says that the Mincha is no good, is if it got burned or lost. But if it became Tame, so then the tzitz will atone and will help you, and you can bring that Kometz for the Korban Mincha. So the Gemara says, El Nitzma Kaman Tatani. Well, okay, so then why did we, Laman Katani, meaning why did we even mention, we said it was Tame, so why would we say that it was Tame? Are we talking about Rabbi Eliezer? Right, if you tell me that Rabbi Eliezer holds it, it's fine. So pshita, that's obvious, right? The hashtag Yesh Lomar Avud V'Sarov to the Leznehu Machshir Rabbi Eliezer. If Rabbi Eliezer is going to say that it's okay if you lose the Shirayim of the Mincha or it becomes burned, right? It doesn't exist anymore. Rabbi Eliezer is going to say it's fine. So Nitzma Deisim Ibaya, right? You don't need to tell me that he's going to say if it's Tamei, but it exists, right? Then that Rabbi Eliezer is going to allow him. That is going to allow us to bring the Kometz, right? Obviously, if it doesn't exist, he says it's fine. So if it does exist, but it's just Tameh, of course he's going to say it's fine. It's Ela Pshita the Rabbi Yeshua. So obviously, we're only bringing in this point of Tumah in the Mishnah to talk about Rabbi Yeshua Shita, V'ketani Psula, and we see that he's Pasalik. So you can't tell me that Rabbi Yeshua would allow you to bring the Korban, the Kometz of the Korban Mincha, if the rest of it became Tameh. Right? Don't tell me that the Tzitz helps you for that. V'od, and furthermore, Tanya, we also learned in Rabbi Yeshua, for all korbanos, whether the mika tame and the stuff that goes on the mizbeach exists, meaning it's not tame, or whether the stuff that goes on the mizbeach became tame and the meat exists, regardless, zorikas adam, you're allowed to sprinkle the blood. But if both of them are gone, right, if both of them are tame, so then lo, then you can't sprinkle the blood. Right? Alma, apparently, what do you see? Because of Rabbi Yeshua, in its maratza al olin velo al achilos, that the tzitz does not help for either the chelev, meaning the stuff that goes on the mizbeach, or for the stuff you're going to eat. Because if it did, then you could always sprinkle the blood. Right? If the tzitz was going to help you to eat, or for the fats, right, you could always sprinkle the blood because you have one or the other, right? Or really specifically for the meat, right? If you tell me that the Rabbi Yeshua holds that the tzitz helps you for the meat, then you could always sprinkle the blood because the meat exists. The meat is fine. So Kamar says, "Ela lo olam Rabbi Yeshua he must nisan rat." So what do you got to say that this is the Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua? It could still be Rabbi Yeshua. What's the difference between Rabbi Yeshua here and the Mishnah there that we quoted at the beginning of today's daf? Maybe the Mishnah is only b'di'evid, and Rabbi Yeshua's shita that you shouldn't do it is l'charchila. But after the fact, right? If it happens, then everything is fine. And Rabbi Yeshua, when he says that you need to bring both, right? His shita that you need the meat and the blood to be both tahor and ready to roll, that's l'charchila. But if for whatever reason you sprinkle the blood and the meat was tame, so then it's still fine. The Gemara says, I don't like that either. That's fine. Sorry, this is actually a proof. How do I know that Rabbi Yeshua differentiates between lechachil and b'di'evid? The Tanya, like, well, the Rabbeisa, Nitzman, Basar, O Shenifzal, if the meat became tame or became pasul, Rashi says pasul here means tashta tful yom. Okay. Normally, pasul would be either nifsal belina, it was left overnight, but that doesn't really make so much sense here. So either way, if the meat was messed up, let's say, O sheyatzach was the klayim, or it went outside of the curtains of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning the outside, and that's no good for a Kodesh Kadashim. Right. Kachim Kalam allowed to be eaten within Yerushalayim. But if we're talking about Kodesh Shein Kadoshim, that needs to be eaten inside the Beis HaMikdash. And Harabayis, if it went outside the Beis HaMikdash, or outside the curtains, right, i.e. another way to mess up the meat. So that, according to Rabbi Lezer, Omer Yizrok, you should sprinkle the blood. And Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Lo Yizrok. Rabbi Yeshua says you shouldn't. But Rabbi Yeshua says that if you did sprinkle the blood, then it's fine, and the korban is accepted. So you see that there's a difference in Rabbi Yeshua's shita between the Chachila and Bidiyevet. Skamar says, I'll tell you, that's no good for two reasons. Chada, first of all, the psula of the Eved mashma. That if you're telling me that, again, Rabbi Yeshua's shita of psula, when you have the, again, when we said that the mincha is brought without the rest of it, the shirayim, right? If you bring the komets, but not the shirayim, psula implies, right, is even bidyevet. When you say something is puzzle, that implies it means no good. It's not that it's good bidyevet. No, that puzzle, the lashon of puzzle implies is completely no good. And also in our Mishnah, what do we say? Chamisha dvarim boyin lechach boyin. You can bring five things. Right? You can bring five korbanos. That implies you are allowed to do that lechachila mashma. That implies that you can. Why would the Mishnah tell me if you mess it up, so then it's good? That doesn't sound like chamisha dvarim boyin. Five things you can bring. That sounds like you can do that lechachila, even right, even initially. So how can you tell me that the Mishnah is bidyevet? It doesn't make sense in the lashon. As Gemara says, just to finish up, and with this we'll finish. El lo kasha kan biyochid kan betzibor. That no, Rabbi Yeshua can also be like our Mishnah. Didn't our Mishnah contradict everything that he says? No, Rabbi Yeshua shita is only by korban yochid. If for whatever reason you need to bring a korban chatos, so then Rabbi Yeshua says that you need to have the blood and the meat together, but by korban tzibor, so then you can do it even if the meat is tameh. Then it's going to be fine. You can still sprinkle the blood, and you can bring that korban. Okay, Shkoya Kol Rabosa, a bit of a, as they say, misubach, complicated daf today, but Yashar Koyach, and we'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow.